Dr. Eileen Marty now, professor at Florida International University. Dr. Marty, good morning to you. A lot of us participating in various events now. We're out, about, and I don't know about anybody else, but I always think, let's see, it's been 2 days since I went to that gathering, and I feel okay still. Am I in the clear? How many days until we can feel like we dodged a bullet at one of those things? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, that's really a tough question, because one thing is whether you dodged the bullet at getting sick, and the other is whether you dodged the bullet and got virus in you and enough virus to share with others, even if you're not sick, right? So those are two different scenarios. And really, what we're seeing is for these Omicrons, which is what's circulating right now, you're going to have to wait at least 5 days before you can feel that you're in the clear from not, you know, after your event. From illness, but probably it would be wise, if you happen to have a handy dandy home RAT test, you know, the rapid antigen test, to go ahead and do that after about 5 days.
5 days. All right. So many people have COVID now and have had it recently. And let's say you're asymptomatic. Are you actually getting protection that's equal to a booster if you've had COVID with the antibodies that your body then has?
So having had COVID absolutely boosts your immune system. There's no question about it. But of course, anytime you are exposed to the wild virus, you have potential for feeling like junk, and you have the potential for acquiring long COVID and long COVID symptoms. And we see that not infrequently. People have these waves of symptoms. They're not severe, but they do affect their overall wellness. So it's best to avoid getting the wild virus if you can, and always trying to get your immunity from vaccines. And as you probably heard, that both Pfizer and Moderna have shown data about their new versions that have a better immunogenicity against the Omicron variants and subtypes. And so we're probably going to be seeing those available this fall for boosting ourselves up and making sure that we're protected.
How long do you have some protection with antibodies after you've had COVID? How long does it last?
So just like, unfortunately, any coronavirus, these SARS-CoV-2 viruses, infections, so you're talking about wild virus infections from any of them, it really varies depending on, you know, your underlying constitution, the strength of your own immune system, et cetera. So we have to give you a range. I can't say it's going to be this amount for you until I know more about you and your immune system. But it's ranging from just a couple of months to 6 to 7 months of protection from having had the infection, because we are definitely seeing new infections. And some people who were infected in December came down with a second infection by the end of February. So that's, you know, that's really not a lot of protection from having had the infection. And what I'm talking about is people who got sick, right? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily very sick. Although we definitely have cases where people weren't that sick the first time, but were much more ill the second time.
How long do you have to wait to get a shot, to get, say, the second booster, if you've had COVID?
That's another million-dollar question, because we're still struggling to tell you what the best answer to that is, Bob. And you know, you'll see evidence that you're probably okay, good to take it after about 33 days. Others, from their work, it shows more like 90 days after you had it. But, you know, with these new variants that are cropping up, and the fact that in the United States we're now starting to see significant amounts of the BA.4 and BA.5, which are the ones that caused the most recent peak in South Africa, you're probably better off with a shorter time span after having had the initial infection to get your vaccine, especially if you haven't been vaccinated at all. Right now, for example, in our hospitals, again, 76% of the people who we have to hospitalize are people who have never been vaccinated, even if they've had COVID before. Among those smaller percentage that are vaccinated, we're talking about elderly, immunocompromised, and very vulnerable people that, even though they're vaccinated, and maybe even some, and rarely, but sometimes vaccinated and boosted, do end up in the hospital. It's because they have a lot of underlying reasons why they can't tolerate the insult of a COVID infection. So vaccines really make a huge difference, and timing is important.
And before we let you go this morning, Dr. Marty, my spies tell me that they could have made the new Top Gun movie about you. Is that true? Because you were in the Navy for a long time, weren't you?
I was, and I did train in Pensacola and got my official, I can't say it on the radio, card from my ejection seat training and all that sort of thing. And, yeah, I flew airplanes and owned my own aircraft. Yeah, I've done that. I love flying.
Oh, my, I can't say it on the radio. That is intriguing.
Let's just say it's painful in the rear.
All right, I get the picture. Dr. Eileen Marty, professor at Florida International University, thank you as always. We appreciate your insights.